views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's always sunny in this studio on Fridays because everybody's working for the weekend. Eldon Scott is here. Good morning, Eldon.
And of course, morning,
Meg. You've got a question, 850-437-1620. Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm ready for the weekend.
Well, what if you work all weekend?
Oh, well...
It's always sunny's here.
But you're always sunny, whether it's a weekend or not.
Absolutely.
Every time I see Eldon out in the community, he is just the best ambassador for Sonny's. And I'm not just saying that because you're standing right in front of me in your red fringe shirt.
Can't
and your,
miss me.
Your baseball hat. I mean, baseball. Your cowboy hat.
Cowboy hat.
Just, you know, you do so much and help so many different organizations. Yeah. So I'm not surprised to hear you say you're going to be working this
weekend. Yeah, tomorrow we are going out for the... block party for Pensacola Habitat for Humanity. So
oh,
we're going to be out with them tomorrow.
Yeah, they're having that open house.
The open house. So if
absolutely.
You want to, and I meant to go pull the address where it's going to be at. Meg's jumping,
I have it
into action to find out where that's at.
But we had them
Sonny's Barbecue will be out there for the block party. We'll be selling lunch for all the people that are coming out to visit and take the tour. We're also doing a give back. So a portion of those, 20% of those sales are actually going to go right back to Habitat for Humanity.
That's such a great program.
Yeah, it is. We've been supporting them. We actually had one of my bosses, we call her the queen of Sonny's Barbecue, Miss Amy France. She actually went out for the executive build. So she actually was out there, got some great pictures. She got her hands dirty.
And, oh,
and
we'd love
she
to
was,
see that.
She was mad at me for a few weeks, and because she was very sore for all that hard work.
Were you out there?
You know, I brought lunch. The plan, it didn't work out. Yeah,
Okay, Eldon.
So, I've actually had an event in the morning, an event in the afternoon that same day. But I did take lunch and got to sign the walls. That was such a very special moment. Everybody was so excited to like sign the walls and. They did that during the lunch break. And
well, if you've never done it, if I've had the opportunity to help build a house, and it really is, you really do feel like you're making a difference.
Yeah,
your hands are right in there working, and it's really
a
great
spirit. And it's like one of those things that you actually see the end product, right?
Yeah, you can actually go and see a family move in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, there's nothing better than that moment.
It's very cool. So
very
cool. So that's going on tomorrow, and Meg is diligently working
to find
out where that is. So, but, so we got all the things going on. It's just the way it goes. Last weekend was Mardi Gras. They had the pet Mardi Gras that they had downtown Pensacola. So
and it was so cute.
We did breakfast for the volunteers out there. That was a lot of fun. Everybody was dressed up. And so there's always great events going on the weekend here in Pensacola. If there's one thing, that's for sure, that you can find something to do every weekend in this town. So
This weekend is no exception.
No exception. No exception to the rules. So... we're Sonny's Barbecue, so I'm just going to jump. While Beg's looking.
I got it? Yes.
All right.
Okay, it's 10 to 2 tomorrow. It's Homes and Hope, the block party and open house with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity. 10 to 2 tomorrow, and it is at the cul-de-sac on Massachusetts Avenue.
There we go.
Okay.
And you can
and there's going to be Sonny's Barbecue
and
there.
And there's going to be Sonny's Barbecue there, so we're going to be serving lunch and again. And we do that for many organizations. We host spirit nights. Sometimes we'll take out the food truck. Last time we took the food truck out, it was for the community garden there underneath the interstate. I can't remember. I'm going to say it wrong. But anyway, the community garden there behind the skate park underneath the interstate. They had the bike Pensacola night, which was a lot of fun. I took the Schooler out one time and rode with them through East Hill and North Hill. It was a great time. With the hat on.
Oh,
and there's pictures. There was this guy that had this really cool, like, two-story bike.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, I felt like I was the cool guy riding the Schooler.
Right.
And he had this, like, two-story bike and had, like, pedals way up in the air.
I don't know that I've seen a two-story bike. Now, I've seen unicycles.
Yeah.
They're kind of high. And the circus, they have the big unicycles.
So it was a good time. But we can do that. If you have a nonprofit organization, you got an event going on, you're going to have a big crowd. We can bring the food truck out.
And
we'd like to support the nonprofit. Yeah.
You're the man to contact, right?
Yep, absolutely. 850 418-3331. And you can always also reach out to any of the local stores. If you have those contact information, you can and they'll get you to me to get you scheduled. So,
all right. So we can have some Sonny's Barbecue tomorrow from 10 to 2 at Massachusetts Avenue.
Yep.
And come out and see what
Habitat
for Humanity.
You can have Sonny's Barbecue anytime tomorrow.
Well, tell me where your
location is. if you wanted to benefit Habitat for Humanity, you can come see us tomorrow from 10 to 2. So we have the four locations that serve the news radio listenership. We'll start in our Pace, Florida location, which is on Highway 90 just in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. Then we have our 9th Avenue store that's tucked back behind the AutoZone there just south of Creighton Road in a nice little quaint location. And we do have a banquet room there. We can host up to 40 people. And so if you have a party, anniversary, baby shower, Rotary Club, which we'll talk about in a second. So if you have any of those organizations or you need to get together for a family or a group of friends, we can definitely host you there for up to 40 people.
There's no fee.
And no charge for the room, correct. Yeah,
that's huge because almost everywhere in town, they still charge you a fee.
There was a minimum price. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, you have to spend at least X number of dollars to be able to reserve this room. We don't have that. Typically we don't reserve the room for 5 people, but if it's not booked and you need the room, I mean, we can make it happen. We actually hosted a PTA or PTSO event, and they just had a little board meeting. I think they had 6 people, but we're glad to accommodate if there's not something else that's booked. So absolutely. And then, we can do off menu or we can actually set up a buffet to get everybody fed in the quickest fashion possible if you're trying to have a meeting or something like that.
Oh, that's very nice.
Works really good. So, and that's what's going to roll into talking about Navy Boulevard. So we have our Navy Boulevard location. And yesterday we had a Subwest Rotary Club.
Oh, I know some of the folks in that club.
Yeah, some good people.
Yeah.
Some very good people. A lot of good friends in that group. And so we hosted them at Navy Boulevard yesterday, which we can host up to about 75, if we pack it in tight, 60, 65 comfortably.
Mm-hmm.
But we can accommodate up to 75 in that room. So we had the Rotary Club there, and it was great to see so many friendly faces. And they are kicking off the sign-up campaign for Burger Battle by the Bay.
Wow, say that 3 times fast.
Burger Battle by the Bay. Burger Battle by the Bay. Okay, I won't do it the 3rd time.
Oh, no. Keeping me hanging.
No, I'm sorry, Meg. But yeah, that is a fun event. I've been involved with that event for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
My previous employer was at the butcher shop, and he is still the title sponsor for the event. So all the backyard teams, as they call them, they get meat from the butcher shop as part of the sponsorship, so they can come out.
Oh, great.
So the first 20 teams get $50 of hamburger meat to use for the Burger Battle of the Bay, or maybe it's $100. One or the other. I think it's $100.
That's great.
So those first 20 teams. So if you're a backyard barbecue pro or grilling pro and you want to throw your hat in the ring for a little bragging rights, it goes to some great causes here in the community.
Well, explain what it is, because when I hear Burger Battle by the Bay, I have images of people throwing burgers.
Like tomato tosses, right?
Like, well, we do have a mullet toss in this area.
Yeah,
so, I mean, I'm not so far off base.
Welcome to Pensacola.
So explain a little bit about what this is.
So basically you have teams that enter into a competition. So there's amateur teams and professional teams. And excited and honored that Sonny's Barbecue is the first official professional team that has signed up. We did it last year.
As well as you should be, yes.
Yeah. So we were first one to say, yes, we're in. And so we're excited about it. But there's the amateur division or the backyard division, and there's the pro division. So the pro division is going to be restaurants and chefs that want to compete in the competition. And there's I think it's $125 reservation fee to hold your spot, which, goes to charity, so it's totally worth it.
Yeah.
And then the backyard teams, basically you just have to commit. And then you get the vouchers to the butcher shop to get the hamburger meat to cook. There's probably, I don't know, I want to say 2,000 or 3,000 people.
Whoa.
4,000 people maybe.
Where is it and when is it?
So it is right behind Wahoo Stadium. At the Maritime Park, right there back behind there. They do a great job, set up a nice little fence area.
Mm-hmm.
They got drinks and radio stuff and TV stuff. And
you have to pay to
all
get
the different
in?
Things.
It's part of the donation to the charity? What's the charity?
I believe one of them is Take Stock in Children.
Oh, good. Okay. So there's a couple.
We're going to have them on.
Oh, good.
We're
going
to have them on when we get a little bit closer. We're going to talk about all those things.
Okay.
All
right.
Who all it benefits and how they can get tickets. But if you go to Burger Battle by the Bay, they do have a website. You can find that. And you can go ahead and pre-purchase your tickets. I believe it's $15, maybe $20 at the door. I'm going off of last year's pricing from memory. So
okay, well, we'll get all that information. Yeah. What's the date? Do you know?
No.
Oh, well, I'll look it up.
May 3rd.
I have it actually right here. Okay, May 3rd. So we got a ways to go. So we'll come back at one of the shows and get into more detail.
Yeah, we got a little time. Yep, May 3rd, 2025, Maritime Park.
Okay, yep, mark your calendars now.
Mark them now. Mark them down. Plan to come out, try a whole bunch of burgers. I think it was 2 years ago, the Take Stock in Children backyard team did this blueberry barbecue sauce on their burger.
Whoa.
It was good. It was very good. Yep, yep.
So. If you just join us, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Friday with Sonny's Barbecue. Eldon Scott is in the house here. If you have a question for Eldon or a comment, 850-437-1620.
Yep, absolutely. And we didn't finish our locations. We got sidetracked
with
Navy Boulevard location there. On Navy Boulevard, right at kind of at the end of Highway 98, just north of Pensacola NAS main gate. And then we have our Shelley Road location, which is right off of Pine Forest. There be kind of behind the Tom Thumb, just south of I-10.
Well, you know, I'm kind of partial to the one that's on 9th Avenue because it's kind of tucked away and there's those nice little picnic tables in the back outside. It's just nice.
Yeah.
It's kind of a nice little getaway in the middle of your day.
I'm telling you, you don't know how beautiful it was. I'm going to have to show you all the pictures, Meg.
Well,
how beautiful
Facebook,
it was when it snowed.
If you haven't made friends with Eldon on Facebook, he posts all these different events and so many. I mean, you are all over, but the pictures are great.
Yeah. I like to have a lot of fun. I cannot read that. Meg is trying to give me a note because we got to do something. Yes, we have a giveaway, Meg.
I didn't want to put you on the spot if you did have a giveaway.
We got
so
of course we
you.
Got a giveaway.
Okay,
well, and the only time we've not had a giveaway was the week, I think 2 weeks ago, where we gave to Rally Foundation.
Yes, that's right.
And so I'll just a quick circle back on that. We were able to, my team, we raised a little over $1,200 that day.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And so Mr. Sandy Sansi matched the funds, and so all that went to Rally Foundation to help fund cancer research.
Yes.
So thanks to everybody who helped to support. Captain Chris was a donor. I appreciate Captain Chris over on Cat Country.
Well,
and
his
then
wife,
a shout
Jessica,
out.
It actually works with Rally
she
Foundation.
She works with Rally. Yep,
had her on the show yesterday. So if you want to learn more, it's for childhood cancer research, children's cancer research.
Absolutely.
And you can go to our website at 923.com, click on Pensacola Expert Panel, and you can hear the podcast from Rally Foundation and Sonny's Barbecue. We put them up there every week. So you can always re-listen. And then you put it on Facebook.
Yeah, I normally share it out on Facebook as well if you want to go back and listen, stream live on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to hear the music, I don't think, on the live stream. So I'm sitting here dancing. Nobody's knowing what's going on, looking like, not that I don't look like I'm crazy anyway.
Somehow I have a feeling that you dance to your own music anyway, Eldon.
Yes, normally. Sing to the songs in my head.
Yeah, for sure.
We got off track. So Rally Foundation, the donation, where were we at?
You were just talking about how you had been helping out these different charities, and we were talking about Rally Foundation and so what you had done this week, I guess it was.
Oh, the giveaway.
And the giveaway. There you go.
The giveaway. There we go.
I need more coffee.
Got the big note right here.
Yes. All right. Well, do you want to do that? We could do that now.
We can do that. So we are giving away two free entrees to Sonny's Barbecue. So you come in, make your selection of entrees. And you can still get that slow smoke prime rib on Thursday through Sunday night.
When does that one end?
So that's going to end on March 2nd. So,
you still got another week.
So we got a little over a week, about a week and a half. So you can go and get that slow smoke barbecue prime rib.
Yum. Yum, yum, yum.
Delicious.
Okay, so the giveaway, two entrees.
So
what
two
else?
Two entrees. That's it.
And it's two entrees.
Two entrees.
Perfect.
And so we're going to go with texter number three that texts in Always Sunny's.
Always Sonny's. Okay, you got the information. Number three is going to win two entrees from Sonny's Barbecue, thanks to Eldon Scott. And a number to text in, 850-437-1620. Go.
All right.
All right, somebody just came in. All right, here we go.
Well, let's talk about catering. So we host a lot of events. Was actually able to do a wedding on Sunday night, which was a lot of fun. We were out at, I'm drawing a blank on the name.
What's
of the place we were at?
I can't help you there.
No. What's one of the places that does like the corn maze out in Milton?
Oh, see, now that you did that to me, I can see it in my
Sowell
mind.
Sowell Farms.
There you go.
There we go. So we did a wedding
like
out
I said,
at Sowell,
Sowell Farms.
Thanks, Meg. You're such a big help.
I know. You could count on me to remember anything.
So did a wedding out at Sowell Farms. It was a good time. So we did a little brisket carving station, some pulled pork. We did like a charcuterie board for them. So we can, you know, definitely take care of any of your wedding needs, corporate events, if you need to feed 200-300 people. It's easy peasy. That's like cake for us. We love to take care of, you know, we did the Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce for their installation banquet. That was a lot of fun. You know, there's just so many different things. So I like to say anything from 10 to 10,000 people, we can take care of your barbecue needs. And we have a great team here on the Gulf Coast that can serve you and whoever your guests may be, whether it's your employees or family, you know, people in the community, whatever it is for the event that you have going on, we love to take care of you. You can reach out to any of our local stores, the good old Google, or you can go to sunnysbbq.com and you can find your nearest location, or feel free to reach out to me at any time. My cell phone again, 850-418-3331. And so, yeah.
We have a winner.
We got a winner.
We've got a winner on Pep Talk and Skills Expert Panel. Congratulations to Chad.
All right,
you
Chad.
Just won the dinner for two, for two entrees, I guess.
Two entrees to Sunny's Barbecue. Come on and see us.
So I just sent him an email, so he needs to send me some information, Chad. Thanks to, we got a bunch of people texting in. So thanks to everybody that is
everybody
listening
this
morning.
Everybody wants that slow smoke prime rib.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you texting and listening to the show. So congratulations to Chad on winning our Sunny's giveaway today.
Yeah. And if you had, so I'm going to just talk about that winter menu. It's just for a few more days, about 10 more days left.
Yeah, we still got time to take advantage of it.
Definitely come and
right
take
now,
advantage of it. You got that prime rib sandwich if you've not had it. That's a hot favorite, especially at lunchtime.
Like right now when it's cold, a nice hot warm. Oh,
yeah. A little dunk it in the au jus. Yep.
You're making me hungry. You do this to me every Friday.
I'm sorry. Not sorry at all.
Not sorry.
We do also do have the cheesy skillet potatoes. It's very good. The apple cinnamon bread pudding. Another delicious one. Candied bacon mac and cheese.
Golly, what a menu.
I know.
It really is a great menu.
And the smoking gun sandwich, which is chopped brisket, our jalapeno cheddar hot link sausage, and then it has red onions and banana peppers and barbecue sauce on it.
Oh,
so
see,
that's
now,
a good one
that's one that I have a friend that loves hot stuff.
Yeah. And it's not overly hot because I'm not a super hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's like just enough heat, and then you got the sweet and the it's good balance.
And it's called the smoking gun. Smoking gun sandwich.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So if you haven't come and gotten it, come and see us. We got those four locations to serve you. Got drive through. You can get us on any of the apps. Your Uber Eats, DoorDash, all those types of things. You can find us there, or you can order through app. Actually, we have a great rewards program, so you can go to any of your app stores and download the Sunny's Barbecue app. Just search us. You can find us, and we have a rewards and point system, so the more you order, the more you win.
Oh, yeah. Like I'm on the rewards app now, and actually what I like is that sometimes I'm coming from, you know, once I get off the air here, and then I'm off to someplace else in the afternoon, so I order in, and I can go right up to the takeout window at that 9th Avenue location.
You know what's a good one? Even on Mondays. We got to talk about the Monday special.
Yes, yes, yes.
Monday special, buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches. If you're not taking advantage of that, what are you doing with your life?
That's right.
I mean, that is a great deal. It is a great deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other one that I love is what you could do tomorrow, the Saturday deal.
Kids and grandkids eat free. Mm-hmm. So with any adult entree, you get a kid that's 12 and under, you get a free kids meal.
Which is phenomenal, especially in these times when things are a little bit tight.
Yeah, and then so we have hot dogs, chicken tenders, baby back ribs on there. So there's, you know, great options for the kids. You know, I keep talking about it. The kid with the picture of the barbecue sauce on his face. Just
love,
you know,
that image.
Is perfect. You know, so the kids eat free in our local area here every Saturday. So if you're looking for a great economical way, you're out in the community going running around town, come see us at Sunny's Barbecue. Get those kids taken care of and have a slow smoke barbecue meal.
Well, I'll tell Sunny's you what, barbecue. Though. You don't have to be a kid to enjoy the barbecue sauce and have it all over your face. Because because I believe in the kids at heart that we can just get in there and get into those ribs. And it's just so good.
And just enjoy it all.
So good. Yep. So good.
Absolutely. Let's see. What else do we need to talk about? We did kind of touch on it a little bit earlier, but fundraisers.
Yes.
So if you have an organization, baseball teams, I know that season's kicking off, basketball teams, a lot of the youth leagues, high schools, nonprofits. We do give backs.
We do give backs. There you go.
20% to the organization. We have an easy way to schedule those. Mm-hmm. You can reach out to me again, 850-418-3331. If you're looking for scheduling one of those, it's a really easy process. We have a calendar that we do online. We'll send you the link. And then that way you can just sign up. You'll start getting some information on how to promote it to your group. And then we schedule the day, the spirit day. So 20% of all drive-through, dine-in, and to-go orders actually get credited back to the organization.
Wow.
And we give to that 20% back.
That's phenomenal. That is phenomenal. An easy way for a lot of these organizations that don't have big staffs, that are constantly looking to have a little bit of extra money in their funding so they can provide their services. So that's a great thing, spirit
day. For sure.
Day.
And it's a great way to even like build camaraderie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times organizations, they have the normal operating things that they do. And they need something that's outside of that mm-hmm. to get together and enjoy a good meal together.
Right.
And so this is a great way to kind of, you know, I don't want to say it, but kill two birds with one stone, to have a great meal together, do something good for your organization, and then help, you know, help everybody have a great meal and make some money.
I mean,
that sounds like a win-win.
A win-win for everybody, absolutely. And I will say, too, that a couple of times now, Eldon has brought lunch for, we have a monthly staff meeting with all of our stations. We all get together, and it's just really nice because we come in, and there's this hot food, and he brings everything in and sets it up for us. And so if you have a monthly employee staff meeting or you have a group meeting, a lot of board meetings in town that meet and provide meal or lunch for their board directors, that kind of thing, it just makes it so easy, and it's not outrageously expensive.
It's not. You
That's
know,
the
so
nice thing about it, but it's good quality food.
It's good quality food. A lot of love put in it by our pit masters. We say local pit masters since 68.
You do that, too, you told me.
What, little pit master?
Yeah.
No.
Well, you said you went in early one time to help.
More than one time.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about.
But, you know, our pit masters, they're the pros. You know, I do love cooking. But I love being out in the community and doing the things that I get to do equally as much. So they do a great job. You know, whether you're here at Sonny's in Pensacola or you're in Gainesville or North Carolina or Kentucky, you're going to get a very consistent quality product. They do a ton of training to provide our customers, mm-hmm. our family,
right.
with a good barbecue product. And I'm pretty proud of the work that they do. You know, I was just talking to someone, Craig, who's part of the Rally Foundation. He's one of the parents, and they were having a meal. Him and Captain Shishati, or Village.
Mm-hmm, I know him.
They were in Tallahassee, and they mm-hmm. went to the Sonny's over there, and they were like, man, it was just like it was Sonny's in Pensacola. And, you know, that's a great compliment to the hard work that the team puts in together to deliver consistent quality product to our customers.
Well, where are you going to be now? We've got just a minute or two left. So where are you going to be this weekend? So if anybody wants to try Sonny's, then come by and see you.
So Saturday, we're going to be down with Habitat for Humanity at the block party. So you can come see us over off Massachusetts Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it correctly.
It's not an easy word to say.
It's not. Not at all.
No.
And then Sunday, I'm going to be doing a little prep work for an event Monday night. I'm going out of town next week. Going to the Spirit of 68 cook-off.
Oh.
Down in Orlando. So the pitmasters. I say all the... A number of the pitmasters and the company are getting together to have a cook-off.
Wow.
So I'm going to be cooking in that. Yeah.
Very cool. Okay, so if someone wants to cater, they want to know more about Sonny's, website, your phone number.
Come visit us at sonnysbarbecue.com. You can also visit sonnyscatering.com. You can reach out directly to me, 850-418-3331.
850-418-3331.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much, Eldon Scott.
Sonny's
Barbecue. Always sunny when you're here.